Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with my favorite colleague and coach, Coach Sharon Shrieky at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we speak to body confidence, how it helps you being a better entrepreneur, being in your corporate world, whatever world you're in as a mother, as a friend, whatever. Body confidence tips and tools will help you through coaching be the person you want to be. So before I go into the letter that somebody wrote me the other day, Sharon, please tell me how people can contact you and what are you up to?
Sure. Well, people can contact me on my email, which I'll tell you in a minute, but I just wanted to tell you what I'm up to is a lot of, relationship coaching and coaching and life coaching in general. I guess it's every area of life, and that's what you and I, we both practice. People come to us with any situation that they have or anywhere in their life where they want to just play a little bit better. You know, they want to sharpen up their skills, and we're just there to listen and to hear them, and they really basically find their own answers, which is the best thing of all. If anybody wants to reach me, they can reach me at sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's SharonShrieky. And Stephanie and I, we get lots of letters, and letters are, you know, we all share similar things. And so we bring those letters onto the show, and we talk about them and we coach about them. And if anybody out there is interested in having a little coaching around a situation that they're going through, or they want to just hear some ideas, they can email either Stephanie or myself. And so my email is sharonshrieky@gmail.com, sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And Stephanie will tell you hers, and would love to hear about you, Stephanie, what you're up to. You're on.
Okay, it's my turn. Well, what I really do is, you know, I enjoy our coaching conversations here because as people hear us either coach each other or talk about coaching, it gives them a place to start when they have a certain challenge. And you can reach me at bodyawe, BODYAWE. .com. There's some free ebooks there. There's my body knowledge system playbook that you can purchase, free shipping. And with that said, we had this gentleman talk about his team is divided over an issue at work. And he wants to, so he's a little out of sorts by that coming up for him with his team. He's become disconnected and out of sorts with his body, meaning he's not listening to his body. He's getting into a funk, and he wants to know from us how he can become less estranged from his body so that he can manage his team better. So what comes up for you?
So what usually comes up for me always when it comes to being not feeling like you're in your body, being out of sorts, not connected, is gratitude. Because when we focus on what's working, we're able to renew our battery. You know, when we're just focused looking on what's not working out and what's not happening for us, our battery becomes low. And so how do we recharge that? We focus on what is working and what is good. And, you know, those aspects bring us faith and renewed hope. And so for me, that would be gratitude. How about you?
You talk about gratitude. And for our gentleman who wrote in, where would you start with him with this gratitude? It's one thing saying it, la, 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 but how do you do it?
Okay, so it's focusing on what is working in your life. It's, you know, if we could always look at the negative things, but that almost always brings us down. And it's like one negative thought will always, leech onto another negative thought. And then we create a monster. And so my idea is to say, okay, it could be I have this and this not working, but what is working?
Okay, you know? So can I be this gentleman and you ask me that coaching question?
Sure. So I'll ask you that question. What is?
You can call me Stephanie. It's okay.
Stephanie, what is working in the situation? What is working?
Well, I really love my team of people. I understand when they're divided over an issue. I like to hear both sides. But then I get a little stressed because I'm not connected with my body. So I usually go to my body first to ask her which way to guide my team. So I like that they disagree with each other. That's no problem. But I'm getting stressed as how to guide them to really come to a place where they agree.
Right. So I would say,
is there a question you want to ask me?
Yeah, I would ask you, I would like to ask you, if this is this situation, what does all aspects of this working together look like for you? What would it look like if everything was working the way you wanted it to work? So
we would agree to disagree. We would come to some consensus. All of our bodies in the room would feel happy.
Right. And so have you ever had that feeling with the team?
Oh yeah, all the time. Huh. But that's so, when I'm connected to my body. I listen to her. I get enough rest, healthy eating, movement is very important for her. And then everything is clearer.
So what does this disconnect mean? What is this, what's happening that's causing this disconnect?
I'm not doing the healthy eating. I'm not moving. And I'm ignoring my body.
Oh. So what is that all about? Why are you choosing? Is it something that you're choosing or is it just circumstances?
It just started to happen.
And is this something that you'd like to remedy? Are you looking to change this?
Well, yeah, because I have a team to manage and yeah. We have to produce our products, so I can't mess around
all
with
right.
it.
So somebody once taught me about this body knowledge system. Some genius that created this.
Hi, ego speaking. Okay, you're funny. So funny. Thank you.
Now, what using the body knowledge system that I know you know, what can you do? What are one of the systems that you know that you can use, or I guess one of your strengths, one of your methods that we can use in this situation?
Well, first of all, I would talk to my body like she's part of my team. She's not over there like I've been thinking of her. Oh, maybe I'll get to her tomorrow.
Right. Another member.
Okay. So notice how in the body knowledge system, we think of our body as part of our lives.
Right.
Whether it's business, family, whatever. So I would ask her first, well, she's on the team. Let's say we're on the round table now. I ask her first, what do you want? And she would say to me, you better give me some Chinese food tonight. I've been craving egg rolls for a week. If you give me egg rolls tonight, I will be a partner in whatever you decide to do with your team. That's what I want.
Oh, I see. It sounds like you're giving her some much needed attention.
Oh, yeah, she's thrilled. She's going to get egg rolls tonight.
Right. Oh, so in that case, she will cooperate with you and can work.
That's the operative word, cooperate.
Cooperation.
Because she's part of the team.
Ah, so I see.
You're including her. Thank you for that recognition and reminder.
Yeah, because I know that in this system, it works. It works when you do that. So you have this conversation with her and you consider her feelings and her ideas. And her idea was that she feels like Chinese food would be the thing.
It works every time, P.S.
Every
time.
So in that same vein, you would have a meeting with your people and I guess meeting of the minds and find out what their, what's happening there.
So maybe as you're coaching, you would ask the same question to each member of the team.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because they have bodies too.
Right. So okay. That's
are we going too far here or what?
Oh, so I mean, if you sat with your team and you asked each one, what is your body telling you?
They would look at me like I was weird.
Right. They would look at you as you would. But I think that maybe it could be worded a different way. What is your gut telling you? What are your feelings on the situation that we have here? So I think that, because that's basically what you did when you asked your body. I think, I mean, it seems like you asked her, what's happening? What is your gut telling you? What's the information? And she actually spoke from her gut.
Yeah, she did. And it was a simple thing. It doesn't have to be something complicated.
So simple. A walk outside, Chinese food, a piece of chocolate or whatever it is, a new segment, a page, So, wow. Very interesting. Very interesting.
So what I've learned from this conversation so far is that when I'm out of sorts and I'm not bringing my body to the table with my other team members, it doesn't work. And so that's what I want to do is I want to bring her to the table and have she's acknowledged, just like the rest of the people are acknowledged, and we all learn from each other.
Right. And I think that also when they feel that they're considered, they're asked about their feelings or their guts or their, they feel a profound belonging to the group. When you feel that belonging, you want to share, you want the best for the business, when you feel considered as a human, as a person with feelings and ideas.
Okay, so I think when our gentleman, but I was called Stephanie today, he get some insight as to how he can better play this out.
Yeah. So what I learned from this is that, by asking and considering the people around you and asking yourself first, what is it that you're needing? Because sometimes we just, we're in our reactive mode and we're just reacting. We're not really tuning in to ourselves. And so when we tune in and we ask that person, like you said, separate yourself, make yourself part of the team and ask, what is it that you need? What are you looking for when you feel out of sorts? What's that little, when there's an itch you want to scratch, what is that all about? And so, you're able to learn about yourself, consider yourself and consider the people in your team by asking the same questions to them. Thank you. That is definitely something I learned from your body knowledge system, and I value that learning. Thank you, Stephanie.
So should we go into another letter? Do we have a little bit more time? I think we do. I'm just reading here. Okay, here's one from Jacqueline. I changed her name. My work is requiring a lot of extra social obligation right now for some special projects we have going on. It's been a lot for me and my family, and I would like to get us involved together. I'm not sure if I understand her dilemma here, but before we go into that, you know what? I just want to go back to our original conversation. You have a team, and it's called the family.
Yeah.
So when your family is divided, what kind of things do you do with your family to get them at least compromising with each other?
Oh, that's a great question, Seth.
You know, you have a situation you can share real quick?
The truth is, it's a team. It's a team.
I know, but is there a situation where the team is going, one is going one way and the other's going another way, and you're the manager?
How many times, you know, how many times has that happened? Millions of times. Because, you know.
You give me a situation?
A situation. You know how when there's so many in your head that you can't even, one is not coming.
Okay, what happened yesterday?
Yesterday, not agreeing with me was, I would say, I could tell you, I have one son that's studying abroad.
Oh, wow.
And I guess at a source would be, he doesn't call or text or anything. He's got, I'll see ya. I guess the conflict I have there is with myself, is with me feeling like, you know, he just tipped his hat and said, I'll see ya, I'm out of here. And
okay, like, now you talked about in the other dilemma that the writer wrote in is to practice gratitude.
Yeah.
Are you able to do that?
Yeah. Okay. So yes, I am able to do that. And I think that
But I can hear a little sadness and annoyingness in your voice when you bring him up, because I know you miss him terribly and you want to know what's going on.
Right. Exactly. There is. There's that little pinch of,
pinch is a big
pinch. Am I so easy to miss? Am I so easy to leave? You know, that's coming up for me in that situation. Yeah, and so, I'm grateful.
So how do you practice gratefulness? Because if we're telling our clients to practice this, we have to do it ourselves.
Well, that my son is feeling independent enough to be away from me. And I am grateful that he is, that he does not clinging and saying, I need you, Ma, or crying.
But I can hear that you kind of believe that, but you don't really want to go there.
No, I believe it. But at the same time, there's always a bit of like, you know, we always like do the introspection and say ourselves, oh my goodness, but he just like doesn't even think of, you know, he doesn't even think of, but these are my thoughts. You see, we have thoughts about certain things, and I know what I need to do. I need to stop.
Okay, so tell our audience what exactly, give us one or two tips what to do before we sign off.
Okay, so the first thing is I always starts with a belief. I have a belief, right? So let's say my belief is that my kids should always need me.
Of course. So I like that.
Yeah, they should always need me, and
of course. Now
it really is not working for me because it's causing me to feel like, you know, it's causing me to feel like, oh, well, then that doesn't make sense because he really doesn't need me, right?
But that's a good thing because.
That right. And then, so I look at the bright side of it. It's a good thing because I raised a man who's independent and who's able to go off and
survive.
And so that's the conversation I have with myself whenever I feel this. Of course, I feel
it. So then you're talking about not only having a conversation with your body, your feelings, your gut, is also having conversations all the time, but add the gratefulness into that mix.
Right. And the bright side of it. There's always a positive side to every situation that may look or seem negative at the time. There's always something that, we could, you know, if we look.
But you also want to honor your feelings. I mean, you're feeling a little left out, maybe, and that's okay.
Right, exactly.
But then you looked at the positive side, which is, hey, I raised a beautiful young man who can take care of himself.
Right. He doesn't need mama.
he doesn't need mommy, but he'll come back. Don't worry about that.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, if he needs money or something, or he's getting married, he'll be back. Don't worry about it.
Sure. That's for sure. Yeah.
No, but I really enjoy your honesty and your expressiveness about this. So before we sound off, let's give our viewers, our audience, our listeners, what do we most want them to know before they sign off with us today?
So Stephanie, I definitely love that idea of having the conversation with yourself, considering yourself. It shows like self-acceptance. It shows love to ourselves. It, you know, gratitude is very important. You know, so I think between the gratitude and the conversation that we have with ourselves, seeing the bright side of things, that's really what I want everybody to get. How about you?
Okay. I totally agree. The conversation, the negative to positive, and the gratitude mixed into it. I think we made a good recipe today. And keep those letters coming. So
yes.
We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Adios, amiga.
Adios. Bye-bye.